Have you seen the pictures of the nuclear power plant in Nebraska that's surrounded by floodwater? It almost looks like it's floating. The Army Corps of Engineers started releasing water from dams along the Missouri River, north of Omaha, 2 weeks ago, resulting in controlled flooding. But that's left power authorities that operate two nuclear plants scrambling to build barriers to the rising waters. At one, 20 miles north of Omaha, the water has risen close to 2 feet against those berms. Joining us now is Nancy Garter, staff writer for the Omaha World Herald. And Nancy, authorities say the plants are safe, but what's the latest?
The flooding that we're seeing now is managed flooding, and it's a necessary result of extraordinary rains and heavy snowpack up north. And the nuclear power plant was given a couple weeks' notice, so they shored up their flood defenses, and that's the position that we're in right now.
So that means sandbags as well as a water berm, sort of like a black snake surrounding the building from what I can see from pictures there. How are Nebraska residents reacting to this? Do they believe that the plant is safe and well-protected from flooding?
People are obviously concerned. The amount of water that we're seeing right now, while it is shocking, is not near the amount of water that the plant's designed to handle in terms of flooding.
You've reported that the Fort Calhoun plant was cited by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission last year for insufficient flood preparedness. What was the plant failing to do at that time, and what's changed since?
Well, it goes back to the plant's original design. There was a disagreement between the NRC and the plant operators over how high flood waters the plant should be designed for. They have changed that. Gone to a higher defense level.
We understand that in the early stages of flooding, there was a fire in an electrical switch room at the Fort Calhoun plant, which temporarily knocked out cooling for the spent fuel pool. What was the response to that, and are there any lingering concerns there?
Well, no fire in a nuclear plant's good. The NRC is waiting for final findings before they make a statement as to the cause. The power was turned off to the spent fuel pool. So it was a managed and controlled response to the fire. But, of course, fire at the outset of flooding is quite distressing and alarming, which is probably why so many people are upset.
We should say this plant, the Fort Calhoun plant in Nebraska, has not been operational, has not been up and running since April, early April, when it was refueling and saw the flooding coming and shut the plant down to prepare for that. There's also been a no-fly zone over the plant, and the Omaha Public Power District, which operates it, says it requested the flight restrictions because of routine refueling. But why is there still a no-fly zone now?
The no-fly zone was requested by Omaha Public Power District as a result of sightseers in the air above the plant because of the flooding. That's an issue if those planes obviously would collide, and it's also an issue if they were to get too close to the high power lines coming into the plant. So you can still fly over the plant, you just have to be 3,500 feet above it. You can still fly near the plant, you just have to be 2 nautical miles away from it.
We should say there are two nuclear power plants along the Missouri River in Nebraska. We've been talking about the Fort Calhoun plant, but there's also the Cooper Nuclear Station near Brownville, about 70 miles south of Omaha. Tell us the latest in terms of their status with flooding, because there's also water rising against the berms that have been built up there, right?
Yes. Upstream of Cooper, there was a levee break. Water pooled behind a levee. The levee was notched to let that water out. And then in some tributaries feeding into the river near Cooper, there were heavy rains. So you had two sources of water coming into the river. So the water rose about 2 feet in 24 hours as a result of this. But they are not at the point like Fort Calhoun is, where they actually have to go into a cold shutdown. They're a couple feet away from that.
But I understand there's expected to be more flooding this summer, that we're just at the start of it.
Well, the releases right now to Gavin's Point, the dam north of us, are at 150,000 CFS, which is, we all hope, the maximum. The Corps has always said, we want that to be our maximum, but we can't make any promises because we don't know what the future holds. And it's interesting to know that the water could actually overtop that artificial rubberized levee, and it still, if everything goes the way it's supposed to, won't get inside the reactor because the building itself is watertight. So we're all hoping it stays at 150. Time will tell. Obviously, we're vulnerable to rains. So, yeah, it's going to be a long summer. No one's denying that. And we'll all feel much better when the river drops below flood stage.
Nancy Garter is a staff writer for the Omaha World Herald. Thank you so much.
All right.